I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show, 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. And we are 1 week away from the Elyria Apple Festival, the return for the Apple Festival. And we have some folks in the studio to talk with us this morning. Stacy Francis. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Good morning.
And also with us, Jim Vandermark. Jim, nice
Good
to see you again
morning.
As well.
Nice to see you.
Any Apple things, like a pin or any Apple brooch or anything like that, did you?
Oh, gosh, no, not Apple related. I have a beautiful diamond ring with me, but it's not Apple related.
Oh, okay.
I should fall into that. No, our ad in the sister of the WL Chronicle will be Apple Ruby Red related.
Wow. Okay.
There's a beautiful ruby ring I did an ad on, which should be coming out in the tab that we do for the Apple Festival.
Well, the Apple Festival, let's talk about some of the things that are going on. A year off kind of gives you sometimes to reflect or try to, you don't want to lose momentum, right? That's the tough part with a festival. There's always 1 year to the next.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the planning for this year, Stacy.
This year we started a little bit late because we weren't sure of COVID. So we started a little bit late, but I think we've got everything in order. A lot of our same vendors came back. We have some new vendors. We have a kids zone this year for the kids to go back and enjoy. Of course, the car show, the apple baking. We're having a bicycle parade this year.
And there's a kids like a costume.
Costume contest on Saturday. We'll bring the princess pageant back next year, but this year there just wasn't time to do it properly.
Okay.
So that'll be back next year. But, yeah, we're full. We're very full.
One thing I noticed is it's not just on Ely Square. You're in different locations, too.
Well, this year we talked to the county commissioners, and they have allowed us to go back around the courthouse. So we'll be going down Middle Avenue to about the middle of the courthouse, and then we will be on the other side in the courthouse parking lot, down 2nd Street and around the square. Mm-hmm. And then the kids' zone will be in City Hall parking lot.
Now, the one thing that's different is the brand-new fountain that everybody maybe has not seen as well. So that's just another aspect of what's happening there. Will the fountain be up and running during this time? I know sometimes with the Apple Festival going on, there's different things happening.
Yeah, usually during the acts, they'll try to calm it a little bit so it just doesn't bother. But other than that, it'll be on full display throughout the weekend so people can come down and see it. Last weekend, of course, was the Cleveland Pops were down. They did a wonderful job on the square. And Lester Lynch, the opera singer from Elyria here, I think graduated in 86, was down to sing and did an awesome job. And a lot of people are enjoying the fountain. And, of course, the front of the courthouse is so beautiful. So the downtown square area has really come together very pretty.
So you also got the 5K back, the Apple race, right?
Yes, that'll be Sunday morning. That starts at 8:30, and you meet over by the old Northwood School.
Okay. Right, the old Northwood School there by Elyria Catholic is where the gathering place is for the 5K.
So again, the Elyria Apple Festival coming up. It's the third weekend in September that you got here on Ely Square. People can still sign up for, I guess, the car show. I mean, pretty much anything that's still going on, there's still opportunities for people to get involved, right?
Yes. The cutoff date for the costume party is Tuesday. They'll have a practice on Wednesday night. But the car show, the race, the bike parade is no sign up.
Just the bike parade you gather at the
Transportation
Center parking lot, which of course is down by the fire station number 1. They're going to gather in there at what time? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, and then they'll take off at 1:30, ride East Avenue to West Avenue and back. And then the mayor's going to lead it, and he may go off on a little bike ride after that with whoever wants to. So,
Well, there you go. An unknown ride with the mayor. It sounds like an entertaining afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the car show. Well,
if there's a guy who knows his way around Elyria,
Mayor Frank. Exactly. Yeah. So, and the car show actually gather right outside the window here where we're looking. So they'll stage in Huntington's parking lot here on Sunday morning, and there is no pre-registration required. Gates open up about 8 a.m., and we'll start letting people in. We list the car show from 9 to 1. We'll probably gather the ballots. It's a people's choice judgment. We did that in 19 and people enjoyed it. So the car show participants themselves will get a ballot along with their packet when they come in, and they'll be able to take and on most unique, best of show, and then 3 different classes of ages, and they'll be able to self-participate in judging which cars they think turned out the best for this year as far as that goes. And we normally, if the weather's good, which we hope it will be, we look forward to a couple hundred plus cars.
That's great. We're talking this morning with Jim Vandermark, also Stacy Francis here about the Elyria Apple Festival. I see that the Foundry's given their parking lot up for a beer garden, too.
Isn't that cool?
Well.
They did it for the third Thursdays. They did it for the second and third Thursday, and it went really well. Greg and Rodney and Randy over at the Foundry are just great guys, and they said, hey, we'd like to do something. The Apple Festival's talked about it for ages and decided it sounded like a good idea. Of course, in a very controlled setting, you're not going to leave there. They strung some lights across there, and it's not a place to come get intoxicated. It's a place to come enjoy some great IPAs, some great craft beers, and some great food that the Foundry might offer up. But it really went well during the third Thursdays during what they called their trial runs with it. So we're excited about that, too.
Yeah. Just another thing that gets expanded, yes?
You can also get your fair food, your festival food, and take it over and have it in their parking lot.
Okay.
And they'll have some adult games, cornhole, and some other things.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they did. They set up the cornholes, didn't they, during the...
During the third
Thursdays,
so
and that went well.
Activities.
Yeah, so it's exciting. We got almost all the Groves is back, and we say our sympathies to the Cruz family. Ma Cruz just passed away, but they will be here.
They will be here
with the potato pancakes and things as far as that nature.
Okay,
so
let's get right to the fried ice cream.
Okay,
I think you're either burying the lead here or not, but strawberry apple, right? Or sometimes if you're nice enough, they kind of mix.
I'll do a mix for you.
That.
I worked the booth Saturday night. So, yes, Rotary's on for fried ice cream. It's all in good shape. Steve Hosser just put out a note that he secured the ice cream. They're going to make the patties on Thursday night and freeze them, of course, and then filling up the shifts and getting ready to go, and everybody's picking up their tickets.
What is the process for making that without sharing too much of the secret?
Basically, you buy the ice cream, of course, and then you put it in between two waffles. You sandwich it and freeze it. And then that comes out of the freezer at the festival, gets dipped in the batter, which, again, I don't know the ingredients of the batter. Stephanie from Smitty's, the secret sauce, the secret batter.
Right.
I mean, it's all secrets. And Stephanie's a good fryer, I'll tell you that. And they put it in and deep fry it. And then, of course, we have a mix of fresh berries and concentrate and gel. And up at the front where I mix it up and talk to the people. And then we coat it up. And like you say, if you want half and half. And I'll tell you, that line can extend, 30, 40 people deep. And we get people come from the east side. We get people come from Pennsylvania. We get people come from everywhere and want us to go to all these festivals. And I said, well, it's just local Elyria Rotary.
Right.
But fried ice cream has a huge following.
Right. Over time, I've discovered I used to be able to take care of one. Now I share. I don't know what's happened. I'm not quite sure.
I'm with you, Bruce.
There was a moment where I thought, really? I no longer can be the one person that could eat the entire fried ice cream.
And not feel it.
Right.
Exactly.
But it's always good to see that there. It's always fun, and sometimes it's just a special. What makes it special sometimes is just there, once a year that you get a chance to get that.
It's kind of like a glass of champagne or that special, New Year's, whatever you do. And people love that fried ice cream. And like you say, but it is tough to eat a whole one, isn't it, Stace?
Yeah, I can't.
Sometimes will be working the booth on Friday night at the Apple Festival trailer, and we'll bring one back, and it's like there's eight forks digging into it. Well, just give me two bites. Give me a bite.
Right.
I don't know if COVID we're allowed to do that this year, but we will sanitize the fork.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of fun to people come out and enjoy either the items that they have or try some new things, or you have people coming out. And I guess musical entertainment all the time as well.
Quite a bit. The G's Cats and of those new names you told me about.
You have EHS Fiddlers. Who can you?
The Leary High School has their violin.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be out. They call themselves the Fiddlers.
The Fiddlers, yep.
And they'll be out Friday afternoon, 2:30 to 3:00.
I have a list here in case you need to. I was just spinning. Because your website is really great. There's a lot of great information on there.
Is it filled in pretty good? Good.
It has the different pictures on there. All the different banners and things that are out there as well. Because, you mentioned the Apple, pie baking contest as well, the costumes as well. We had something on earlier related to the Elyria Schools has their art show.
Contest. We did a, what was that called? A podcast?
Yes.
Stacey and I are really up on this technology now. We did a podcast the other day, Bruce and Craig.
Okay.
We still don't know what that meant. But we did that with Marty and Amy their day, and she said they're really excited about the art again, and it really gets the students a chance.
Yeah.
And she said they would have, how many dozen? What was it, 800 dozen cookies?
The
pink cookies at the little schoolhouse down on the square there, which is at the
8,000
cookies. Okay, yeah. At the corner of, they're at the
Court
corner
Street
of
and Second.
Court and Second Street with the schoolhouse. But she said people come in and buy them by the dozen, so get down there for your pink cookies quick on your way to get fried ice cream.
Okay, well, Still 1 weekend away. Hope for some nice weather.
Oh, no doubt.
Hope people are going to enjoy coming out to Ely Square for the Elyria Apple Festival. Good to see the different festivals kind of returning as well to a little good normalcy and give some folks to do and kind of sort of mark the seasons. As we know, when the Apple Festival shows up, a lot of times that's sort of one of the final festivals that take place
100% in the area. It's kind of our prelude to fall. We know it's coming. The days already we can feel get a little shorter and a little crisper. But we've normally been fortunate to have a wonderful Apple Festival. This really was our 40th year last year. So we're celebrating this as the 40th. Tonight is Century Club Party, which is a party that's been held almost since the inception of the Apple Festival that helped fund the Apple Festival. That's tonight. And we've got 140 people coming, roughly?
120.
120 people coming tonight. And it really does kick off the festival again and get us excited and ready to go. Can we put Craig Adams in charge of weather, Bruce? Can we call him out on the radio?
Sure. He
How'd he do at the fair?
Secret sources of weather for the most part. Well, the fair was the whole other.
He wasn't in charge of weather then.
That's exactly right. And besides, that's a 7-day thing. 3 days is a little easier to handle.
It's in his wheelhouse?
Exactly.
All right, Craig, you're in charge.
All right. Apple Festival again, Friday, September 17th, Saturday, the 18th, and Sunday, the 19th in Ely Square. Come on down. And also, you can check out EliriaAppleFestival.com to get all the details on it.